Solar eclipses. A solar eclipse occurs when the moon passes between the sun and earth and casts a shadow that momentarily blocks out the light. This only happens during a new moon phase. The sun, moon, and earth must also be in alignment. Since the moon orbits earth at a slight angle of about 5 degrees, this alignment is rare. A total solar eclipse is when the alignment is perfect. For a short time, the moon completely blocks the sun, and the only light that shines is a fiery glow from the sun's atmosphere. This spectacular light is called the corona. To experience a total solar eclipse, you have to be in the exact location on Earth that is experiencing the full shadow of the moon, the umbra. This is called the path of totality. If you are near the edge of the shadow, the penumbra, you will experience a partial solar eclipse. This is when the sun and moon are not quite aligned, so only part of the sun is blocked from Earth. Sometimes the moon is farther away from Earth and appears smaller in the sky. During this type of eclipse, the moon won't completely block the sun, but will cast a shadow on its center, leaving a ring of light. This is called an annual solar eclipse. Another type of eclipse is a lunar eclipse. This is when the Earth's shadow blocks the sun from reflecting off the moon. A total lunar eclipse only occurs during the full moon phase if the sun, moon, and Earth are in perfect alignment. There can be up to 4 solar eclipses and 3 lunar eclipses each year. Long ago, ancient civilizations came up with a variety of reasons why the sun sometimes disappeared, fully or partially. The Chinese blamed a hungry dragon. Native Americans blamed an angry bear. The Greeks considered it a sign from gods that disaster was coming. People in many parts of the world made loud noises to try to scare away the demons and get the sun back.